It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Problem with all of this I'm a celebrity stuff,
it's too much of it.
It happens when we're asleep.
I know.
And I'm trying to catch up, and I just thought I'd caught up, but now I've just opened the Sun on page 8 and page 9.
Okay,
what? Two other stories coming out of the camp that I didn't actually have. I have a different story.
What happened last night?
It's turning into the Angry Gin show.
Right.
He's caused a ratings surge on the series launch episode.
Okay.
But you see, he's very popular on social media. I don't know how many.
Hello. My favourite. It's my little spindly spider from I'm a Celebrity.
Oh, yeah. The little sound effect, yeah. He's got a massive following.
Mm-hmm.
And a big part of that following are voting for him and watching him on I'm a Celebrity. So they think that he might be the one to
pip
take
the
crown. Yeah, and then Jack Osbourne was getting very emotional about his dad passing away, Ozzy.
Mm-hmm.
He said he...
Oh, God, I hope they don't do a bat challenge.
I hope not, but he called it... Jack called Ozzy's death the ultimate mic drop.
But actually, do you know what it was?
Yeah, because he did the concert
and went, see ya, mic drop, I'm gone.
Literally.
That's a way to go out, like, and put on a brilliant performance as well.
Yeah.
Not the kind of performance a man who's going to die puts on.
So there you go.
I
reckon he just left it all. He left the last bit of gas in the tank, didn't he?
Just for the gig.
For that last bit, and then was tapped out. But yeah.
So is Angry Ginge, does he live up to his name? I mean, is he angry? I know he's ginger, but...
I don't know why he's called Angry Ginge.
Yeah.
No, I think he's a nice fella.
He's a fairly decent skin,
There's
is he?
There's nothing wrong with him now. But by all accounts, he seems to be the favourite to win it.
Natty Furtado, Man Eater.
What was your... you had a misheard lyric on that song. What was it?
I thought when it came out first, genuinely thought she was singing, she's a mad eater. Oh. Mad eater. Murder for the kebabs. Hello there, everybody. Right, what have we got? Oh, there's JP.
Hi, JP.
Good morning. It's 6:17 in the morning. It's Tuesday on Red FM. Angry Ginge, you say?
I'll explain who Angry Ginge is for you. Right. He is a United fan that basically blogs about Man United, and he's done other ventures and everything, but his main shtick is that he's an angry Manchester United fan, and the rest is fairly self-explanatory, really.
I'd be angry if I supported Man United as well.
Well, not at the moment. They're doing okay.
You'd I take it back.
He should be optimistic, Ginge.
All right, you should be optimistic, Ginge.
No. he could definitely brand himself Angry Ginge if he's following the pool these days.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyway, less said, the better.
Okay, really?
We'll be back. It's just, we're going through a bit of a speed wobble.
Sabbatical?
Yeah, you could call it that. I can think of other words that begin with S. And end with ice. They've named a parrot up in Dublin after Troy Parrot.
Oh, of course they have.
Yeah, that's very clever. And do you see the Dublin Airport have rebranded Troy Parrot Airport? Just for a few days.
Lads, there was all kinds of messing going on yesterday off the back of Ireland's win, wasn't there?
I saw
some really funny stuff online. But
even if Sunday was our World Cup final, then so be it. We've knocked the crack out of it.
Absolutely.
It was...
Full on.
You know, I'd say people from around the world are going, if this is what happens when they kind of qualify for playoffs, what will happen in the actual thing? There's people from Brazil and Argentina and people from all over the world going,
wow.
Oh my God.
I know.
They really want this, don't
it
they?
It means a lot.
I know it does, yeah. I posed a question. I'm Troy Parrot.
Right.
This is the parrot. So what was his name before yesterday? Surely they had, like, he's... Was he known as Kev the Parrot and they just changed his name? It's time for a blast of this.
Have you got a funny joke? What's apples now? Only a red apple.
Shout out to Victoria on the bell.
Nice.
Give me a tambourine or a bell and I'll, you know.
Now, as the current holding champion of dad gags, I will gladly take the stage first.
Okay, lads, this is getting serious. This is getting serious these days.
Well, this fella's done three in a row now, so I need to pull one back.
All right. Now, Casey.
Thank you for all your help, by the way, dad gag faithfuls.
Well, help is it?
Oh, yeah. Just the odd WhatsApp every now and then.
Do you know what? KC can go first this morning.
Thank you, Victoria. You're the best. Lads, one spelling mistake can ruin your marriage. I accidentally text my wife, I'm having a great time. Wish you were her.
My wife and I were happy for 20 years.
Yeah.
Then we met each other.
These are good. I like the two marriage jokes at the start, anyway.
I can't believe someone broke into my house and stole all my fruit. I am peachless.
A horse walks into a bar. The bartender says, hey. The horse says, yeah, sure.
Oh, Rory. Stop the world and let me
off. God, it's been a while since I gave you some, Declan. Lads, I renamed my toilet Jim instead of John. People are really impressed that I tell them I spend 2 hours on the gym every morning.
A Spanish fireman had two sons, Jose and Jose B.
Lads, do you know that if you sneeze and fart at the same time, your body takes a screenshot?
I asked my boss for a rise. He said, okay, and pointed to the elevator.
Next time you're having an argument with your wife, start undressing. She will instantly have a headache and go to sleep. It's mad.
Joke.
I met a man recently who told me he was married for 40 years, so I asked him what his secret was. He said, well, look, it's very simple. We have this ritual. We never deviate from it. Once a week, every week, we go for romantic dinner, wine, candles, violins, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
I go Tuesday, she goes Thursday.
I was going to say, they're not going together anyway.
Lads, do you know what I just discovered? It's like a 5-minute walk from my house to the pub. It's a 35-minute walk from my pub to the house. The difference is staggering. Finally, Rory.
I bought a world map and I took it home. I gave my wife a dart and said, look, where you land the dart, I'm taking you on holiday. We're spending 3 weeks behind the fridge.
I feel really bad for parents nowadays. You have to explain the birds and the bees. The bees and the bees. The birds and the birds. The birds that used to be bees. The bees that used to be birds. The birds that look like bees and the bees that still have stingers.
Brilliant.
I don't know this. I think I'm happy to share.
I think I win for that joke alone.
I'm going to let the listeners decide this morning.
It's got to be the Jose Hosby joke wins it for me. Surely.
That was a belter.
I don't know. KC had a few really good ones in there as well.
All right. 0868104106. The first vote that comes in will take the crown.
It's got to be me.
I know. Okay. KC wins.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
I don't believe that. Yeah.
Come over and check the screen.
No way. No way, Jose and Jose.
I love you all. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Six VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Now, mother of sudden death, Cham. What's happening?
Okay, I'm a little bit mixed up because I think because the show is happening in Australia, I'm talking about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's things that are happening in Australia that we haven't gotten here yet, maybe. But that makes sense.
Most of it happens, like the television show is recorded during the day and it's edited up pretty quickly and then it's put out at night.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I have, but I've just seen some other stuff online, so I'm wondering if we're slightly behind just because it's going out differently across Australia.
Yeah.
Basically, H was picked by the public to take part in the Jungle Doomsday Vault.
Okay.
This is H. Angry Ginger and H seem to be the two front runners of the men at the minute, I think, from what I've guessed.
How's Tom getting on? Does anyone know? Has he met any impact at all?
I don't know.
Tom Reed
I
Wilson?
I haven't seen him anywhere.
Has he done any Shakespeare or poems about trees or anything?
He's who you had your money on.
I think he'll do pretty well, I think, when people get to know him a bit.
That's right. Yeah. So it was Ruby Wax and H, I think, if I've got that right, taking part in that trial. And Kelly Brook is... You know, sometimes there's a bit of a whinger in the camp.
Is she starting to be the whinger?
This is her giving out about the fact that she wasn't allowed to peel any potatoes.
They have potatoes in there.
Potatoes.
Oh, wow.
Everyone grabs all the boards and knives I can't do anything.
Come.
No. I think you only need two people cooking.
No, come and finish this one here, please, Kels.
I don't feel figured out the cooking situation yet. Because I do think there's better ways to do stuff, like more tastier ways. I think Eddie feels the same. And there's a few people that I think are now looking at and wanting to have a go. There's a lot of us doing stuff, but we're not shouting about it.
Yeah, but this is what I'm trying to say, though. It's not about all that. Just get it done.
Well, I tried to get on with it, but I got told off.
Okay, so I can actually reveal also Ruby Wax and Angry Ginge were the ones that took part in the trial last night. And they were eating crickets, cockroaches and mealworms.
Hey, listen, you got to eat. And there's a lot of protein there.
Oh, absolutely horrible. But anyway, Kim Kardashian has been complaining about studying in quite the most dramatic way I've ever heard.
Oh, my God, I've seen this. And it's like, hold on a sec. Let me set up the camera. Camera set up. Okay. How's my angle? Okay, it's kind of looking up at me now. Okay, are we recording? Are we recording? And cue.
God, I'm just so tired. But it's like every time I feel like I'm a step ahead, something happens to try to stop me from doing this. And I just want to like... A part of me just wants to stop. I just feel like my brain's gonna explode. And I still have so much more to go.
I mean, I was kind of like that when I failed maths in the junior cert. I was at home.
The problem is...
I had nothing to record myself on,
didn't
but
you?
I get it.
Was the same performance. The problem is, didn't you tell me that didn't she go to a load of clairvoyance?
Oh, yeah.
And they told her that she was going to pass the exam.
She went to four different psychics. They all said, I see the future, you will get your exams.
And then she failed.
Yeah, yeah. She spent all of that money on going to psychics and she could have used it to get grinds.
And now she feels like her brain's going to explode.
Yeah. Maybe it is a little bit of a cry for help and maybe it is authentic, but I just find all that stuff. When I see people sobbing...
It's the filming of oneself.
It's the setting up of the camera, then I'm going to start crying and then I'm going to publish it. It's a bit kind of needy.
It is a bit, isn't it?
But anyway.
However, I would say they seem like genuine tears.
Anyone could be chopping a few onions there in the background.
That's true.
You know
Never
what I mean?
Never thought of that.
Especially those big brown ones. Man, there's some sting out of them.
There is.
Anyway. Bring the beat in. A lot of texts in about, what the hell were you talking about? A new Tom Hardy show? Says Margaret. Yes, Margaret. It's called The Bakery. It's going to be on Netflix and it's a spin-off of Peaky Blinders. And it follows Tom's character, Alfie Solomons, who's amazing in Peaky Blinders, by the way.
What does he get up to?
He's a wheeler dealer, lives underground. He's kind of a philosopher. I don't know what he does.
Okay,
he just does everything.
Yeah.
But his character is just incredible.
You're looking forward to watching that, I'd say.
Tom Hardy at his best. Matthew McConaughey and Michael Caine have sold their voices to AI.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, so they've decided they've licensed their voices to an AI startup called 11 Labs, letting the company create lifelike voice replicas. We're heading into really scary territory if you have like commercials and ads from Matthew McConaughey and it's not actually him.
But I thought they were all against that.
No, well, not when the checkbooks come out, Vic.
Right.
Not when the checkbooks come out. People change their opinion very quickly when there's money put on the table.
Okay.
So I don't know, there hasn't been disclosed how many millions, but I can tell you this much. My favourite part of this AI selling so far is that Matthew McConaughey has joined Outkast.
Oh.
You know the hip-hop band Outkast that brought you Hey Ya?
Yeah.
Here comes Matthew. All right. 8:17 in the morning, that's Ray, Where's My Husband. You know R. Kelly sings in a band, right? She's trying to learn that song. Like, she's trying to do all the Ray things.
Oh, listen, it's all the runs, isn't it?
So hopefully by Friday we'll have a live Kelly Murphy, Red FM Ray, Where's My Husband. All right, it's coming. By the way, kids of Cork, if you're going into school at the moment, we are looking for you to do something huge. And we are getting you to officially launch Christmas on this show, as we do every year. Just a little reminder.
And ye have been chosen to do that job. Are you ready to do the biggest job in the Rebel County this Friday morning?
Is that your school this year?
Oh, I love it.
Wake up with us tomorrow morning. I will tell you what you need to do, yeah, where you need to go to nominate your school to officially launch Christmas, yes, on this show and launch it for Cork on the radio, okay?
Oh,
the big school switch on is coming soon.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. I think it's my favourite thing we do every year. I adore
so good,
it.
Yeah.
Right, who have we got there? Let's go to Middleton. There's Annette. Hello, Annette.
Good morning.
Hello.
How many trees?
My Christmas tree's four. Yeah,
four. Okay.
She's got four Christmas trees.
No messing. So have we got, we've one main one and then there's smaller ones in different rooms, or have you just gone daft altogether?
No. There's different ones for different reasons. So there's the sitting room one, which is a nice slim line one. Nice and soft.
Love it.
For watching the telly.
Yeah.
The big main one in the kitchen by the big window.
Yeah.
The horse of a tree one. Then. Okay, then, lovely. Yes. Yeah.
Then the little one by the front door, just, you know, to feel good when I come home. And then upstairs, there is the one with all the tat, with all the primary school decorations, the coloured lights.
The stuff you feel obliged to put up.
It's our special tree.
I know. Nobody else sees it. Okay, now, are they up or are you currently kind of navigating all these decorations?
So the sitting room one is up for I'm a Celeb.
Oh,
so
lovely.
That's, yeah.
Annette, you sound very organised.
Way too organised.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been doing it a long time, you know?
Yeah. I hear you.
Military operation.
She's looking for €1,000 here for an electric bill to keep these lights on the trees.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Jack Osborne is the son of what rock legend?
Ozzy Osborne.
Question number 2. How many points is a goal in GAA?
3.
Darth Vader is a character in what film?
Star Wars.
Question number 4. What Cork Park recently reopened after being refurbished?
Beast Park, Bishop Lucy Park.
You're gonna need a bigger boat is a quote from which? Jaws or Titanic?
Jaws.
Which fruit goes on top of a Blackwell tart?
Oh gosh. Cherries.
Yeah, question number 7. What month next year will the World Cup playoff start?
March.
Question number 8. What state is John F. Kennedy Space Center in? John F. Kennedy Space Center. What state is it in?
Is it in Texas?
Question 9. Who won the only Oscar for starring in The Revenant? The Revenant. Quickly.
Revenant. Oh gosh.
Good looking lad. Titanic.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, knickers.
Zeus. The clock beat you.
Oh God, let me see, how'd you get on? Jack Osborne, Ozzy Osborne, that is correct. 3 points in GAA. Darth Vader, Star Wars, Bishop Lucy Park, Jaws is correct, Cherry on the Blackwell.
It's a Bakewell.
Bakewell, sorry, what do you call it?
Blackwell.
Oh, Blackwell's the coffee shop down across from the Tesla garage. Right. Sorry.
She knew what you meant.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I did.
Bakewell, Cherry. March is correct. John F. Kennedy Space Center. What kind of state is it in? Is it an awful state? It's in Florida. It's in Florida.
Okay.
And then Leonardo for question number 9. Had we 5 seconds on the clock?
Yes.
How many discovered planets are in the solar system? What would you have said?
7.
It's about 8.
It's 8, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, crack on with the Christmas trees and give us a buzz before Christmas again. We'll get you back on, Annette, okay?
Well done, Annette.
I will, of course.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Take it easy. Oh, by the way, you got a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors, so you'll get something nice for your trees there as well, okay?
Listen, that's it.
See you later.
New star.
Brilliant.
Thanks so much. Bye,
Annette. Bye-bye. Lads, the lights are on in the city. Okay, so the next thing we have to get giddy about, Roar.
Yeah? Cork Cup.
Corkmas Markets, lads. Corkmas Markets.
I can't wait.
So it's back with loads of festive magic. In Emmett Place from this Friday.
Okay.
We're going to send Colm out in the big red bus. He's going to be live from there on Friday at 4.
So good.
Plugged in with all the crack and all the feels. So what they're doing at the moment, they're building these wooden chalets.
Okay.
They have all the artisan stalls set up.
Oh, yes.
Little kind of Christmas village for you to walk through.
Love it.
And it'll all be part of the massive Corkmas Santa experience. You can drop off your letters, kids, as well. You just got to book a time online as well for the Santa experience end of things. The Corkmas Christmas Market, spreading the cheer on Emmett Place, Thursday to Sunday from the 21st of this month.
That's this Friday.
And thanks to our friends at Cork City Council and our very proud media partners, Red FM, bringing you all the vibes. But it's happening this weekend. Colin will bring you the home run from four on Friday. Ruud van Nistelrooy is coming to the Opera House in Cork.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
So random.
It's kind of like a night with Rudy.
Yeah.
So if you were, Manchester United legend without doubt.
100%.
Oh, really?
You know, and a brilliant, brilliant player back in the day. He was
one of the greatest strikers I've ever seen.
Just was quality. Now, I'm not quite sure what he's been up to these days. Probably just, you know, chilling out doing these kind of tours. But if you're a fan, that'll be happening on the 8th of March. The other thing in sport that caught my eye yesterday, Rory, and again, the boxing purists hate this stuff, but it's Anthony Joshua and...
That's right.
Your man, Paul.
In a real in a real fight, like, Anthony Joshua, like, makes mincemeat of this young fella.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got the height advantage, huge height advantage, huge reach advantage. Huge power advantage.
Yeah.
And yet it's going to be weirdly competitive.
Yeah. Well, it's a three... I don't know, like...
Is it fixed before they do it? I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Can't say that out loud because the Paul brothers are very litigious.
Okay, yeah. I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
It's definitely not fixed.
Definitely not 100%
definitely
fixed.
Definitely not 100% fixed.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, it's a circus. Look, I'm going to watch it, of course.
It's everyone's a show, isn't
of course,
it?
Yeah, but these things, for the boxing purists, it's all about money. Like, it's whatever, there's 130 million or something I've read in the pot. Anthony Joshua probably getting 50% of that, would he, for this fight?
He'll be getting a large, large, large purse of money. And then, look, if he wants to fight Tyson Fury next summer, he's going to have to put in, like, a good performance and win quite convincingly here, because otherwise people are going to say you couldn't handle it against some...
YouTuber,
It's horrible. But
it will be screened on Netflix to its 300 million subscribers, and that's where the pot. It's expected to be Joshua's biggest payday, with 100 million in his bank for this fight. Thank you for listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM.
KC. Love waking up in Cork.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.